Blog Talk Radio.
Lift up your voice, not on behalf of yourself, but on behalf of the nations. Is there anyone that would join me in praying for the nations of the earth? That the government would be upon his shoulders, that the Lord of glory would intervene into the affairs of man. Where are the intercessors? Where are those who will cry out? Where are those who will believe God? Who will say, oh God, hear your people. Oh God, hear the cries of your people. As we lift up our voice, as we lift up our voices tonight, if we've ever needed you, right now is the time. Right now is the time. Change the nations, Lord. Change the nations, Lord. Change the nations, Lord. We feel your glory. And let your trust rise. Oh God, we feel your glory. And let
Welcome to FNFC Global Prayer Warriors Commanding Your Morning. I'm Pastor Melvin Avante. I am here with my co-host, Deaconess Angela Campbell. Good morning, Deaconess. How are you?
Good morning, Pastor Melvin. God bless you.
Amen. I'm doing just fine. Thank you so much for asking. Again, I'm Pastor Melvin Avante. This is Deaconess Angela Campbell. We're sitting in for Apostle Dr. Rosalind Overton. Again, welcome to FMFC Prayer Warriors Commanding Your Morning. And as always, our scripture of focus is Job 38, 12 through 13. From the King James Version of the Bible, hast thou commanded the morning since thy days, and caused the day spring to know its place, that it might take hold of the ends of the earth, that the wicked might be shaken out of it. This is the time of day that we walk in the authority of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. We give our morning, our day, the issues of life and this world legislated instructions to be carried out by angelic forces. Amen. Before we get started, please go to our Facebook page, FMFC Global Prayer Warriors. Please like the page. Here you can leave your prayer requests. You can leave testimonies. You can ask biblical questions. You can engage the ministry and follow the ministry as well. And as always, before we start prayer, we start with praise and worship. So let us enter into the gates of the Lord with praise, and then I'm into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Father God, we just thank you and uplift your name. Father God, we magnify your name. Father God, we give you praise. Father God, we just thank you, Father, for all that you've done for us, Father God. Father, we just thank you, Father. We uplift your name. We magnify your name. Father God, we give you praise today. We thank you and uplift your name. We thank you, Father God, for all that you've done, Father, in the name of Jesus. We praise you, Father. We uplift your name. We thank you, Father. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you, Father. The glory is yours. Father, we uplift your name this morning. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Father, for all that you do, all that you've done, Father. We thank you. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for being the author and finisher of our faith. We thank you and praise your holy name. We thank you and uplift your name. We thank you and magnify your name. We thank you and give you praise. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Father. Thank you, Father God. We praise your holy name. Thank you, Father. We magnify your name. Thank you, Father. We praise your holy name. Hallelujah, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you, Father, for all that you've done. We thank you. We thank you and praise your holy name. We thank you and uplift your name. We thank you and magnify your name. We thank you and give you praise this morning, Father. Hallelujah. We thank you. We call on your name this morning, Father. Hallelujah. We call on your name. We uplift your name. We magnify your name. We give you praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you. We thank you and give you praise. We thank you and uplift your name. We thank you and magnify your name. We thank you and honor you, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you. We thank you and praise you. Hallelujah. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We worship you this morning, Father. We worship you. We praise your holy name. We uplift your name. We magnify your name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Holy Spirit, have your way this morning. Guide our prayers. Hallelujah. Help us to pray the prayers that need to be prayed. Hallelujah. Help us to pray the prayers, Father God, that you desire to be prayed, Father. Hallelujah. We thank you. We thank you and uplift your name. We thank you and magnify your name. We thank you and give you praise. We thank you and honor you. We thank you, Father God. We thank you. We thank you, Father God. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. glory, glory. Glory is yours, Father. Hallelujah. Glory is yours, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you. We praise you. Thank you. We honor you. Thank you. We uplift your name. We thank you and magnify your name. We thank you and give you praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. 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 Hallelujah. We praise your holy name. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father. We magnify your name. We thank you and give you praise on this morning. Hallelujah. You are worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. We praise you, Father, with uplifted holy hands. We praise you, Father. We praise you and magnify your name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Father God, that the whole, Father God, everything in it, Father, give you praise right now, Father God. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Let everything magnify, Father God, and uplift your name. Hallelujah, thank you, Father God. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Father God. We give you praise, Father. We give you honor. Hallelujah, Father God. We give you glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you. We praise your holy name. Thank you. We uplift your name. Thank you. We magnify your name. Father God, forgive us for any and all sins we have committed, Father, knowingly and unknowingly. Father God, create in us a right spirit, O Heavenly Father. We command a right spirit created in us, Father God, by your hand, Father, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Father God. We come before you this morning, Father God, with much going on, Father God, in the earth, Father God. Much going on in our lives, in our homes, Father God, in our neighborhoods, Father God, in our cities, Father God, in our states, in our countries, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we just command, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that right now your will be done, Father God. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Father God, direct us as you may, Father God. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Hallelujah, Father God, we command peace to rest and abide, O Heavenly Father, in our lives, O Heavenly Father, in every situation, Father God. Hallelujah, in our homes, Father God, in our relationships, Father God, in our neighborhoods, Father God, on our blocks, Father God, in our cities, Father God. We command in the name of Jesus peace to rest and abide, Father, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Father God, we command peace, Father God, in our country, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we bind the spirits of division, O Heavenly Father, and racism, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We loose the spirits of love and unity, Father God. Hallelujah. In our lives, Father God. In our homes, Father God. In our families, in our relationships, Father God. Hallelujah. In our on our blocks, in our neighborhoods, in our cities, Father God. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. In our cities, O Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we command the spirits of love and unity, Father God, understanding to rest and abide, Father God, with us in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Father God. Hallelujah, Father God. We uplift, Father God, our president, Father, in the name of Jesus. Your will be done, Father God, in his life, O Heavenly Father. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we bind up every spirit, Father God, that has been assigned to him, Father God. In the name of Jesus, and Father God, we command in the name of Jesus, their work be fruitless, Father God. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Father God. We bind up, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Come against every spirit, O Heavenly Father, that is, Father God, assigned to our Congress, our Vice President, Father God, our judges, Father God, our Supreme Court judges, Father, in the name of Jesus. Their work shall bear no fruit, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Their prior works, O Heavenly Father, we command the fruit die right now, Father. In the name of Jesus. Angels, go forth and carry out this legislation now, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we just praise your holy name this morning, Father. Hallelujah, Father God. We pray for those, Father God, that have been involved in natural disasters, O Heavenly Father, and unnatural disasters, Father God, shootings and violence, Father God, and racism, Father God. In the name of Jesus. Father God, we pray for those who would carry out these things. Touch their hearts, O Heavenly Father. Your will be done in their lives, Father God. Heal them, Father God, of every emotional hurt, Father God, every emotional bruise, every emotional scar. Heal them and restore them now, Father God. We command healing to rest and abide with them, Father, in the name of Jesus, and that they are restored right now, Father God, built up, Father, in the name of Jesus. Blow on their hearts, Father God, that they will commit violence no more, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father God. Father God, we pray, Father God, the spirit of mercy and the spirit of righteousness, Father God, rest and abide with our courts, Father God. Hallelujah, with our judges, O Heavenly Father. Hallelujah, Father God. We come before you, Father God, commanding justice. Hallelujah, Father God. Recompense, Father God, for those that have been wronged, Father, in the name of Jesus. We come before you, Father God, commanding, Father God, knowledge, wisdom, and understanding, heavenly knowledge, wisdom, and understanding, Father God. Hallelujah, Father. We thank you for health, healing, restoration, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, your will be done, O Heavenly Father. We command healing, Father God, for those that have been shot, Father God. We thank you for preserving their lives, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Command restoration, Father God, to fall on them now, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Holy Spirit, we pray that you would guide the hands and minds of doctors, physicians, nurses, EMT persons, hallelujah, that they would know how to minister for Father God. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Father God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God. Hallelujah, we thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Father God. We thank you, Father. We thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Father God. Father God, we just decree and declare right now, O Heavenly Father, hallelujah, Father God, that no longer will our city be known for violence, O Heavenly Father. No longer will violence be heard in our land, nor ruin or destruction within our borders. But we will call our walls salvation and our gates praise, Father God. In the name of Jesus. Father God, we decree and declare no longer will violence be heard in our lives, in our homes, in our neighborhoods. Father God, in this city, no ruin or destruction within our borders. But we will call our walls salvation and our gates praise. Hallelujah, Father. We thank you and praise your holy name. Father God, we uplift our leadership, Father God, our spiritual leadership, Father. Your will be done in their lives, Father God. Father God, we pray, Father God, that you have given your angels charge over our spiritual leaders. Father God, that they are victorious in every battle. Father God, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Father God, that they will, Father God, they will endure no hurt, harm, or danger. For, Father God, you have assigned legions of angels to them, Father God, to keep them and protect them, Father God. Give them strength to make it through every situation, Father God, that you have allowed to come on them, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. We praise your holy name. Thank you, Lord. We uplift your name. Thank you, Lord. We magnify your name. Father God, we bring to your remembrance those that are struggling. Father God, those that are struggling emotionally. Father God, those that are struggling financially. Father God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, someone is on the verge of eviction. Father God, someone's, Father God, utilities are about to be disconnected. Father God, in the name of Jesus. And Father God, we command and direct your provision, Father, to them, O Heavenly Father. Hallelujah. Father God, that their utilities are not cut off. Father God, that they are not evicted, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Father God, that their cars aren't, Father God, repossessed. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we command, Father God, supernatural debt cancellation right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus. School loans, Father God, satisfied, Father God, taxes satisfied, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We command this now, Father God. Bills and utilities and credit card bills and medical bills, Father God. Hallelujah. Child support, Father God. Satisfied, Father, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We uplift your tithers and remind you of your tithers, Father God. Hallelujah, Father God, that the windows on their behalf, Father God, that the windows of heaven are open, Father God, and you have poured out a blessing. They have room not enough to receive. The devourer is rebuked for their sakes, Father God, and their vine shall not drop before his time. We remind you, Father, and command, Father God, hallelujah, the truth of your word fulfilled and manifested right now, Father, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Father God. Father God, because you've done it for our fathers, O Heavenly Father. You brought them out of Egypt, O Heavenly Father, with signs and wonders and with a mighty hand, Father God. You must do the same for us, Father God. Hallelujah, and we command its manifestation that we are brought out of every situation, Father God, with a mighty hand, O Heavenly Father, that you have established your arm with us, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we remind you of families, O Heavenly Father, that have been dealing with, Father God, the works of witchcraft, Father God, in the name of Jesus. You foul and wicked spirits, right now I bind your work. Right now I bind your hands right now in the name of Jesus. Command you to release your hands off these families in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I command every spoken and unspoken covenant and unwanted covenant broken right now in the name of Jesus. Every generational covenant broken right now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus of Nazareth, I bind every prayer made to witches and warlocks in the name of Jesus and command that no fruit will be brought forth In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Thank you, Father God, hallelujah. We praise and uplift your holy name. We remind you of families, O Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus. Father God, your will be done in the family unit, in the marriage units, Father God. Touch husbands this morning, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Your will be done in their lives, their activities, Father God. Make out of them, Father God, not good husbands, but great husbands, great fathers, in the name of Jesus. Help us to raise great sons and great daughters, Father God, that love you, Father God, that honor you, Father God, that follow you, that uplift you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Touch wives on this morning, O Heavenly Father. Pour into them, Father God. Stir up the gifts and the anointings in them right now, Father God. Touch those, Father God, that would be wise, those that have the desire to be wise, Father God. Bring unto them good husbands, Father. For, Father God, you said that man should not be alone. Hallelujah, Father God. There are many women that desire men, O Heavenly Father. Answer their prayers, Father God. Bring their prayers into manifestation, Father God. Develop them now into the wives they should be, Father God, into the people that they should be, Father God. Make them the perfect helpmeet for their husbands, Father God. Prepare their husbands for them, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Father, in the name of Jesus. We just thank you, Father God. We thank you and praise your holy name. We thank you and uplift your name. We thank you and magnify your name. Father God, we just command peace in the city of Jerusalem, Father God. Father God, we command peace, Father God, in the cities of Africa, Father God. Hallelujah, Father God. We command the spirit of the gospel to spread throughout this earth like wildfire, O Heavenly Father. And give those with an ear to hear, Father God. Hallelujah, Father God. Let them hear. Father God, give them revelation of the word of the gospel that they hear, Father, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Father God, bless businesses and jobs, O Heavenly Father. We lose promotions, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, we thank you and praise your name this morning, Father. We uplift your name, Father God. We magnify your name. We give you praise on this morning, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, hallelujah. Thank you, Father God. We give you praise, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we ask that you just gird up, strengthen, Father God, restore, renew, Father God, our brothers and sisters, Father God, in Christ, our mothers and fathers, in Christ, Father God. In the name of Jesus. Father God, those that are bereaving, those that have lost fathers, mothers, brothers, sisters, husbands, nieces, nephews, Father God. Strengthen them up right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Comfort them right now, Father God, in the name of Father God. Any good thing that was lost, Father God, in the transition of their loved ones, Father God, is restored, Father. In the name of Jesus, love, companionship, Father God, finances, wisdom, Father God, advice, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We command that it is not lost, Father God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. And Father God, we pray, Father God, we decree and declare, Father God, that hallelujah, Father God, that you, the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, that you have granted us a spirit of wisdom and of revelation that gives us a deep and personal, intimate insight into the true knowledge of you.
For we know you, Father, through the Son. And, Father God, we pray, we decree and declare that the eyes of our hearts, the very center and core of our being, Father God, has been and is being enlightened even right now, flooded with light by Holy Spirit, so that we will know and cherish the hope, the divine guarantee, the confident expectation to which you have called us. The riches of your glorious inheritance in us, Father God, the saints, your children, your people, and so that we will begin to know what the immeasurable and unlimited and surpassing greatness of your active spiritual power is in us who believe. These are in accordance with the working of your mighty strength, which you produced in Christ when you raised him from the dead and seated him at your own right hand in heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion, whether angelic or human, and far above every name that is named, above every title that can be conferred, not only in this age and world, but also in the one to come. And you put all things in every realm in subjection under Christ's feet and appointed him as supreme and authoritative head over all things in the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills and completes all things in all believers. And in Jesus' mighty name, Father God, all the things that we have decreed, that have been decreed and declared this morning, Father God, we command that they be legislated in Jesus' mighty name. We say thank you, Lord, and amen. Deaconess, would you lead us in prayer, please?
Amen. Father God, we do thank you and praise you for all of the prayers that have gone forth, for all, Father God, the declarations, the decrees, Father God, for all of the praise and worship. God, we continue to just thank you. We continue to exalt you. We continue magnify you. God, you are the center and purpose of our day. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for being Abba Father. Thank you for being I am that I am. Thank you, thank you for being Jehovah Sidkenu. Thank you for being Jehovah Shalom. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jehovah Rapha, Jehovah Jireh. Thank you for all Radabase. Thank you for all that you are to us, all the and all that you are. Thank you, Emmanuel. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, Jehovah Gabor. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for who you are. We say it about we thank you. Thank you, thank you. Thank you, God, because you are who you are. We can be who you say we are. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We can be seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus because you call out of our son. Because you are who you are, we can walk in victory. We can have resurrection power, and we thank you for that. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you. Because you are who you are, we can decree a thing in the earth, and it shall be. Because you are, you were before there was anything, and you will be to the end of all time. Father God, we can do the miraculous. We can do what you did in greater Jesus. God, we thank you for who you are. We thank you for the power of prayer, reda da ba de koraba de. Because of who you are, we can walk worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing him, being reka, fully pleasing you, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of you because of who you are, God. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
see. We can be strengthened with all might according to your glorious power. We can have patience and long suffering with joy. Thank you. We can be qualified as partakers in the inheritance because of who you are, Abba, and because of your son, rather than our eldest brother. We thank you. 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 And we do not stop praying. We don't cease praying. Because you said, God, that we can come boldly before the throne of grace. And God, we thank you for that. Abba, we thank you. 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 We continue to labor fervently in prayer that we might stand perfect and complete in all of your will, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we declare and decree that we'll continue to pray. We won't stop praying, but we will labor fervently in prayer that we may not, that we might stand perfect and complete in all of your will, God. It might be lacking nothing. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we thank you. We thank you for this time of prayer. We thank you this 6 o'clock hour that we come before you, Father God. And you meet us. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We thank you for the things that you've done in our lives all throughout this week. All throughout this day. All throughout this year, as we are approaching, Father God, the Easter season, as we're approaching even the end of this month, Father God, we thank you for all that you've done all throughout this year. We don't take it for granted. We don't take it for granted, God, all that you've done. We don't, all this year, we thank you for it. Thank you, thank you. We thank you, Father God, for the things that have been removed. We thank you for the prayers that even went forth last week about encouragement, about refreshing, about renewal, Father God. We thank you for, God, because we know that you do new things, things that we've never seen before, Father God. And we stand and continue to believe you in him. Father God, you are the God that says, I have declared the former thing from the beginning. They went from my mouth and I caused them to hear it. Suddenly I did them and they came to pass. You are the God that says you will do a new thing. I have made you to hear new things from this time, even hidden things that you did not know. They are created now and not from the beginning. God, you are able to do the impossible, new things, God, and we thank you. We continue to bless you and be encouraged, Father God. We continue to believe you for the new things, God. We continue to thank you for them. Thank you, thank you, thank you. God, you are awesome. For your own name's sake, Father God, we thank you for the new things that you're doing. We thank you for the new ways that we are knowing you. Father God, in previous seasons, we may have known you as Jehovah Jireh. Thank you in this season if we're getting to know you. As Emmanuel, the Lord with us. Thank you, thank you, thank you. If we're getting to know you as Jehovah Shammah, we thank you for the new ways we are learning of you. We thank you for the process, God. We thank you for being present in it. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you. We thank you for teaching us even greater lessons about grace. Thank you, God, and how it is sufficient, even in our weakness. We thank you for you, God. We thank you, we thank you. We thank you that we don't press into our own strength, but we press into you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And because of it, we can be refreshed. Because of it, we can be renewed. Because of it, we can have strength. We can mount up on wings as eagles. We can walk and not grow weary. We can run and not faint. God, because you are with us. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We thank you for the new ways that we are learning of you in this season. We thank you for the refreshing that you've poured out on us and you pour out on us. We say, we thank you for the new things, God, that you're doing. God, we will even seek for them. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray that you would help us, Holy Spirit, to see the new things that you're doing and to bless you for us. Thank you, God. Help us to see the new things that are happening, even in the midst of the things that are going on around us, and to thank you for them and to praise you for them. God, the things that you said prophetically to us in our quiet times, in our dreams, Father God, during prophetic services, hallelujah, while we're reading our Bibles, Father God, help us to worship you even before it happens and to believe you. And even when we see the beginnings, God, to begin to worship. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God, because you're not a man that you should lie, nor the son of man that you should repent. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Everything that you said shall come to pass, and we stand flat-footed on it on this morning in the mighty name of Jesus. Knowing, God, that there are new things that you're doing in our lives. Knowing, God, that in the midst of all that's happening in our neighborhoods, hallelujah, in our government, in our job, God, that you still reign. God, that the earth is still yours. That heaven is still your throne, and the earth is still your footstool. That you've given dominion to your son and daughters, in the earth realm, in the midst of all that. So, God, we praise you. God, we thank you. God, we see the new things, God. God, we believe you. We believe you, Father God, that you will do these things for your own name's sake. The glory won't go to anybody else. The glory won't go to ourselves because we did it in our own strength. The glory won't. The glory won't go to man. The glory won't go to money. The glory will go to you, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Because you did it. You work salvation with your right arm. You did it, God. You made provision where there was pennies. You brought life where there was death. You brought wisdom where there was foolishness. Father God, you brought light where there was darkness. God, you did it. You will get all the glory. We give you all the glory now, God. In the Monday, Rababase. Thank you, Holy Spirit. God, we thank you that you are a wise master builder. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you for how you're reading. You continue to build in our lives and how you're building. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for all that you're doing, how we're getting to know you day by day, how you're bringing us through this process day by day, how you're doing new things day by day, how you're bringing to end old things day by day. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. You are awesome, powerful, mighty and sovereign God, and we bless you. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for your presence. Thank you for your leadership. Thank you for wording our mouths. Thank you for being our teacher and our comforter. Thank you for being our friend. Thank you for bringing everything back to our remembrance. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you for dwelling on the inside of us. Thank you for being all around us at the same time. Thank you, thank you, thank you. 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 Thank you for helping us to discern what is good of the Lord and what is. Thank you, thank you. Help us, God, to continue to thank you. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you. You are awesome. You are powerful. You are mighty. We thank you. We thank you for your presence, Holy Spirit. We thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you. We thank you for all that you're doing and how you're doing it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Father God, we just stand in agreement with all those words that have been prayed, Father God, and brought to your attention, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And I just wanted to read a scripture before we close out today. Praise God. I wanted to read decree and declare Psalms 91. Praise God. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, I like to use the word confess, I will confess of the Lord, he is my refuge, my fortress, my God, in him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver me from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling, for he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and adder. The young lion and the dragon shalt thou trample under feet, because he hath set his love upon me. Therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he hath known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him. In trouble, I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Praise God. And we just decree and declare those words, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Before we close out, please go to our Facebook page, FMFC Global Prayer Warriors. Please like the page. Here you can leave your prayer requests, testimonies. You can ask questions. You can ask life questions and have them answered scripturally and biblically. You can engage the ministry and follow the ministry as well. Our time is growing nigh, but as always, if there's a word from the Lord, we want to definitely hear that word. Is there a word from the Lord, Deacon?
Pastor, while we were praying, the scripture came back to my remembrance, the wealth of the wicked is laid up for the righteous. And I just believe that God, like you were praying, as you were unlocking things as you were praying, and decreeing having to do with our tithes, I just really believe that God is a God that honors. He honors seeds that have been put in the ground. He honors the prayers and the decrees that have gone forth in faith. And I just really believe that that as the things that you are praying, that there's going to be some breakthroughs in finance.
Amen. Well, praise God. The wealth of the wicked is laid up for the righteous. But also the righteous have to come for what is laid up for them. Because when we think of laying up, it's something that's waiting, something that's in position. It's not coming to us. It's not making a motion towards us. So we have to make a motion towards it. Amen. And we do that. We do that through prayer and declarations. We do that through praise and worship. We reach up into heaven and pull down what God has made available to us through prayer and declarations. Amen. We pray, we decree and declare. God gives the order to angels or the angelic hosts to bring those things, deliver those things into our manifestation. So please be speaking those things into fruition. If you are a tither, lean on your tithing rights, that the windows of heaven have been opened. God has and continues to pour us out a blessing. We have room, not enough to receive. And as Deaconess just was brought to her remembrance, and that the wealth of the wicked is laid up for the righteous. Right? It is the word of God. Let nobody tell you anything different. So thank you, Deaconess, for that word. When I was praying, I just felt an emphasis on healing. So, again, reach up through prayer and declarations and meditation of God's word that you are healed, that we are healed, that by God's stripes that we are healed, that he is the God that heals us, that he has turned the curse into a blessing because he loves us. So please just pray those things, decree those things, meditate in those things in the morning and in your evenings. Amen. And watch them come into fruition. Again, we thank you for joining us. We're here for prayer every Saturday at 6 a.m. Praise God. Remember that God favors you, and because God favors you, laws change, rules change, guidelines change, situations change, all in your favor. God's favor goes out before you and surrounds you as with a shield. For Apostle Dr. Roslyn Overton, I'm Pastor Melvin Avante. For Deaconess Angela Campbell, we love you. We look to see you next week. God bless you. Until we see you again, God bless you.
presence tonight. Who will begin to lift up your voice. Some of you may even want to run to the altar and begin to lift up your voice, not on behalf of yourself, but on behalf of the nation. Is there anyone that would join me in praying for the nations of the earth? That the government would be upon his shoulders, that the Lord of glory would intervene and hear the affairs of man. Where are the intercessors? Where are those who will cry out? Where are those who will believe God? Who will say, oh God, hear your people. Oh God, hear the cries of your people. As we lift up our voices tonight, as we lift up our voices tonight, if we dare.
Must first begin in me. I serve.